Yeah.
Anyway, the bunch of us went out to the area of Brazil, Indiana.
Yes.
Which is, what, 5.5 hours, 6 hours?
Yeah, about that.
Depends on who's driving.
Right.
Oh, 4 hours of ride.
Will drives, yeah.
Ten.
So, but we went out to the area of Brazil, Indiana, famous for being the same place that Orville Redenbacher of the Orville Redenbacher popcorn stuff is from.
That's their claim to fame.
But also, they have some hauntings.
And they have a lot of hauntings,
and that's why we chose that area. We went out there, and we met up with Scott Kay of the former StagehandTools.com.
Yeah.
Now he's doing all kinds of other stuff, lighting and sound, and just he's like really into all that stuff. But he's got he got this little recorder.
Yeah.
So he was with us the entire time, and he would put it, you know how they say in all the ghost hunting guides, you know,
yeah.
You put it on a headstone or you set it in the area, that kind of thing. And he would turn it on, and he would just let it record,
yeah.
Whether we were around or not.
Well, the butlers, when we had the butlers on from AAEVP, one mm-hmm. of the things they said, they're like, don't be afraid to talk.
Right.
Have some background noise there. Because that's what we used to do. We used to grab the recorder.
You run out and you put it on the headstone.
Or you all get in a circle and you have a seance, you know, or something like that. And you start drooling away. And
you're like, is there anybody here who wants to talk to us?
Yeah.
Pause.
Yep.
And then
and that's pretty much
the
it.
Next question. Or you
don't hear anything. Get out. You don't hear anything cool or anything, you know, nothing like that at all.
Yeah, you don't hear anything. And then
it's always when you don't expect it.
We always had like really lame sessions. Well, then. We get Scott Kay involved in this Indiana trip, and we go to Indiana, and he had this little gizmo that he bought, right?
Uh-huh.
And he had experimented with it quite a bit because he is a sound guy, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he had experimented with it. He knew how to work it. It has, like, one button on it, record. And so it's
very
really,
user-friendly.
Yeah, it's very easy to use. And he puts it, he takes it with us, and he puts it on, in this case, there's two of them. The Edna C. Collins Bridge.
Mm-hmm. That was the first. We visited that one first.
Which is so haunted that it's got a sign there that says that it's haunted.
That's on the site. Go to the picture section.
Yeah, if you go in the picture section of ghostlytalk.com, there's a sign there that says the Edna C. Collins Bridge is haunted.
Yeah.
And then also at the cemetery, the Boone Hutchison Cemetery.
Yeah, the big hill, the huge hill cemetery.
Yeah, so even though he took hours and hours of recording, there were these two interesting spots where a voice... This belongs to none of us, shows up.
Clearly.
Clearly shows up. So what's the first one again?
We'll do the bridge one.
The bridge, Edna C. Collins Bridge, yeah. Near Brazil,
this
Indiana.
Is the source file. This is the one that's on the site. You can download this and do whatever the hell you want to it. We've asked Scott about this. Scott's very cool with it. He encouraged it just like we do for research.
Right.
This is what this is for research purposes for you people out there. So we'll play this one first.
And also, if you have any questions, like if you're like, who was saying this or who was saying that
yeah.
kind of thing, you can email us and talk to us because we'll let you
know about everything.
We'll let you know who was speaking, who was, mm-hmm. you know, what we were doing at the time, that kind of thing, because we were all there.
Yeah.
And so if you're like, well, I don't know, because that could have been so-and-so... Email us, because we'll tell you who was speaking and whose voice is whose, because mm-hmm. we know. We were all there. There
Here
was
you
the
go.
Five of us there.
All right, let's give this a shot.
The original, the first.
Yeah, this is a source file.
Okay.
Okay, so like the first 3 seconds you hear the little girl's voice.
Right.
All
right?
I've actually isolated the source file. I just cut the source file in half just to start off, all right?
Okay.
Just so you can hear what we're talking about.
Good, because I'm never going to do anything in sing-song again while somebody's recording. For a real long time.
We're talking about right there, okay? So I'm going to play the source again, and I'm going to stop it as soon as we hear what we're looking for.
Okay.
All right? Okay, and then we'll play the clip one more time. All right? Now that is a little girl. We don't take little girls on trips with us like this.
Right.
We'll make that clear right now.
There was no little girl present at the Edna C. Collins.
No, there was just
or five. Even on the trip for that matter.
No, there was just the five of us. There was Doug, myself, Will, Bonnie, and Scott K., formerly of Stagehand Tools.
And if you listen to the falling mic, I sound nothing like that.
Yeah, you sound nothing like that.
No,
because
Bonnie doesn't
you
sound like
started
that.
To argue with me.
Bonnie's got a much more whiny voice, so it'll. I know that voice because I've heard it for so long.
Wait, do your impression of Bonnie. Yeah,
no, she's here, and I'm
she's here, and
I'm in swinging distance. So she has short arms, but she can jump. So
my favorite thing though is that I'm like, you know, how are we going to do this? And then you go, what do you mean? How are we going to do this?
I hate that part of the tape. Can't you just cut it out?
Well, I hate the part where I'm doing the sing song because I was you were like you had just gotten back from like. Perched on this little tiny rocky outlet over a like 20-foot drop to your death below, and so I was doing a
thing
about you. Yeah.
Well, I took that isolation that I have there, and I tried to pull as much noise out of the you hear that hiss under it. I tried. That's what we call noise. You're going to get that digital or analog. You're going to get more on analog, obviously, but with digital,
right.
You're still going to get some. It's going to be wind or just whatever. The things that go on around the recorder, right? So I went in there and did a little audio analysis, did some magical stuff to it, and I actually pulled some noise out. Now, it's probably going to sound like crap still, but whatever.
Well, let's see what it sounds like. See what it sounds like.
It still has a lot of...
There's still a lot of hits.
Well, it's a raw file, and the bit rate's very, very small.
Mm-hmm.
So the more bit... Here's some more education. The fatter you record audio... This is an MP3 recorder, too, so it's already going to record you a compressed file. For example, if I recorded this on my recorder, my Olympus...
It would be a wave.
It would come out only as a wave file, which there would be a lot...
Uncompressed,
yeah.
No lossy compression in
yeah.
a wave.
Yeah, so I could pull a lot more noise out of that.
Right.
I'd be able to separate all the frequencies a lot more and just go delete, get out, and then play it like that. But you can still hear what's going on, though, okay? We'll play it one more time. There's a little girl there with us, or...
Even with the noise, it's plain.
Yeah, it's clear. Yeah, I didn't need to do that much work to this. That's why I didn't need it. I sat there and like, should I spend hours on this? But it's so. That's the thing is that I hate. We said this when we played this a few weeks ago. I've heard a lot of EVPs. You've heard a lot of EVPs. So have you, Bonnie. Everybody that's involved with this show has heard a lot of EVPs. That's one of the things we do in this business. And not because we were there. I want that clear. But damn it, these are clean. And we were there, and like we've been saying since day one of this show, it's your word against the world's, okay? And all we can do is sit here and tell you out of complete honesty and sincerity that there was only five of us on that bridge. There was no one else there. We checked, and we were on each side of the bridge, too. There was nobody in the water.
Right.
There was no one under the bridge.
There weren't even houses near.
No, there was no there's nothing there. Nothing there. And this little girl's voice came out of nowhere saying, I want to come or I want to go. It kind of...
I think she says, I want to go.
Yeah,
I think
like
it's, I want to go, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it gets a little... If you listen to it... We'll do it again. Somebody's voice picks up a little bit, and it kind of overpowers hers, which brings up another...
That was me.
But that brings up something interesting, though, right there. Because... With these two, you have your voice, and
we have... I was talking while she was talking.
You were, and your voice overpowered her. So that's bringing, like, if it was me saying that, if I decide, like, to do my little girl impersonation out of nowhere, let's just say, for example, and I get on my hands and knees and say, I want to go, right? And you start talking, but if you start talking, and you can cover up my voice, too. So that, what that's telling me is that voice, as far as, it's kind of hard to put into words, but that voice... was here. If you're catching what I'm saying, that voice was here. Just like my voice is here and your voice was obviously there in that recording. You affected that voice.
Right.
You covered it up towards the end a little bit. That's why I can't, I want to say go or come or I don't know.
Don't forget, like, none of us actually heard this.
No, so we couldn't go, oh, here she's going to talk, hang on.
Yeah.
No.
Wait. The little girl ghost is talking. So I better not
shut up.
Start
yeah.
my sentence yet.
So
yeah.
No, and that's obviously it wasn't done intentionally. It's just the way the cards fell in this situation. But you had an effect on that, though, too, just like she had an effect
on yours. Scott Kay was mentioning the bridge had an effect, too, because she is Echo.
And we talked about that also, and that's another hugely important thing.
Well, what that does is there's a theory in EVP.
Let's hear the echo on this, too.
Oh,
you can hear the echo on her voice, too.
Okay, and then I'll tell you why that's really weird.
There is... Let's just play... We'll play a little bit of the source, the original source, okay? You can obviously hear echo now. Right? Okay.
Right.
We're in a big tube.
How are we going to do that?
Yeah, well, we're in a big tunnel. It's a covered bridge. So
yes.
It's a big tunnel. So the acoustics in that are going to be absolutely nightmarish because it's the worst thing to be in is a tube like that. It's noisy as heck. But like you and Scott did note also that this, whatever voice this was, it just reinforces what I was saying a second ago concerning your voice covering her voice up a little bit towards the end there. It was there.
There is a theory of EVP that the entities are directly affecting the recording mechanism.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is if you're directly affecting the recording mechanism, it's actually a paradox.
It should sound like this. If you're right inside the recording mechanism, you should hear this. I'm sorry, I'm going to kill the levels. But
you're the one who's
but that's what you're going to hear. In my opinion of that theory.
Well, and that was it's a great theory.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really describe the situation. But see, then again, the paradoxical part is neither does the theory that the voice is out there, even though it obviously is in here.
Well, that voice... go ahead.
Because I have ears, and my ears work in a certain way, and it has to do with the percussion of the air, you know, the sound waves percussing the air. And I didn't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And your ears didn't pick
it
up.
None of us heard
it. We didn't hear it.
I'm sure with the five of us sitting there, if we heard a little girl's voice... With our own ears.
Did you hear that?
You know what you would have heard on that recording? What the hell was that?
Yeah.
That's what you would have heard. But none of us heard it. And that just goes back to the technical aspects where these voices, theoretically, mind you, they are produced at such a low decibel level that the human ear isn't going to pick them up. The vibrational level is so low that you will not pick it up, right?
Right.
The thing that's grabbing me, though, like I said, we have the two things here. We have the echo on the voice. From what I hear, and I've listened to this thing more times than you can count, I hear an echo on her voice just like our voices. Two, your voice covered hers up towards the end there when you started to talk. In my opinion, then, that voice was just as much there as ours was, even if we couldn't hear it. Because it was being affected by her voice was being affected by the physical surroundings just like ours
was. Just like ours was, yes. And that is a paradox to me.
Yeah. It's a very creepy piece of audio. And it's a very real piece of audio, too. And that's just coming from the people that host this show.
First of all, we were there.
We were there.
And it sucks because we didn't hear that.
We heard that on the way. Well, we didn't hear it even on the way home. We heard it. From Scott going, oh, dudes, we got something.
You gotta download your email.
Check your email when you get home.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, whatever. You know, I mean, I'm not knocking Scott or anything like that, but I'm thinking, you know, people hear things. They're in my ear, regardless of if people think I'm deaf or not, I'm not, because I wear ear protection at band practice. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. My ears are very good, and I have a clean ear, and I can listen to these things. I'm not saying I'm a pro or anything like that, or I'm better than anybody, but, I mean, what I hear a lot of times and what some people hear... You know, I mean, we can go back all the way to that first one I thought I got, where I was doing all the experiments in my apartment.
Yeah.
And I've come to the conclusion that I think I must have bumped something with that.
Well, you couldn't
reproduce it,
though.
But that was almost 2 years. 2 years of work, though.
Right.
That I put into that. Just like every once in a while sitting down, I've kind of come to the conclusion on that wasn't the real thing. And I'm sorry for bringing that up. No, as I said when we brought it up 2 years ago, hey, man, this could be bullocks. It could be it could be garbage, caca. It could be nothing, okay? It could be, but it's something that
was
stuck out when I was listening to this thing on the way home.
Right.
Okay? Now, on the other hand, though, listening to this piece of audio...
This is quite different. This is a whole other basket, yeah.
My roommate, Tim, who isn't a ghost hunter, he's quite the opposite of a ghost hunter, heard this audio, too, and said, dude, it's a little girl saying, I want to go.
Right. That's what everybody says. Everybody's like, it's so obvious.
That's just on my crappy computer speakers. And he just, that sounds like something stuck out there. I didn't have to tell him where it was. I didn't have to go, okay, listen right here. I didn't have to tell him what was he was going to be listening to. I just said, just listen to this and tell me what you hear. And he's like, well, I hear a bunch of idiots on a bridge. Yeah. And then he said, there's a little girl there. Who's the little girl? And I'm like, we don't know. And he's like, oh, dude, that's pretty freaky, man.
Because there was no little girl.
There was no little girl there. Okay.
At least not visible or audible.
Take this audio off the site. Do stuff to it. Do stuff to it. If you find something else,
let us know.
Let us know. Nobody's going to make any money off this, and if you try to, I'm coming out.
I don't think you could.
I think Scott's coming too.
Yeah.
So you'll have two Scotts knocking at your door, okay?
Okay, Scott L.
No, it's research. This is research purposes only. Just like that remote viewing project we did.
Yeah.
This is research. This is all we're doing here. And this is fascinating stuff right here, if you ask me. Fascinating stuff. And we're not done yet. We have another piece of audio here that we've been through already, but I've actually done a little more work on this, cut it up some more, and we got into this debate when we listened to this the first time. And Timmy, my roommate again, said there's two Me Toos there.
I hear it too.
This is the one from the cemetery now. We're switching gears. We're going to the cemetery now.
I've not heard... Now, out of the two, out of the EVP from the bridge and the EVP from the cemetery...
Yeah.
Out of the two, the one that creeps me out the most is the one from the cemetery.
And I agree with you on that.
Because you and I were standing there.
Yeah.
Okay? And then to hear another voice
come in and agree...
Well,
the voice itself sounds creepy, too.
Right. And to have it come in and, like, agree with something that you're saying, you know, with your conversation.
And on a layer note, it was an absolutely hilarious conversation we were having, too. We were talking about absolute stupidity.
Yes. Yeah, we were definitely not on
It was late in the day, we were hungry, we were tired, and we were just like...
And it was getting to be dark, of course, dark is the exciting time.
Yeah.
But this was before dark,
uh-huh.
You know.
It was at dusk, actually. It was just starting to get dark out there.
Right, and... But to have somebody there with us and listening to us and then agreeing and like that, it really sends shivers up and down my spine.
Yeah.
The little girl, though, is the most pronounced, the most obvious, the most really, really bizarre thing for somebody who wasn't there. But me being there, the cemetery one just freaks me out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's give this a quick listen here. This is the source file.
This is the original.
Yeah.
Play a coconut pancakes and we play a quarter game all night.
I need $100 in quarters.
I'm going to win myself a quarter if it kills me.
Okay.
No, it's funny to listen to.
Just the conversation is hilarious.
Yeah,
okay.
It's funny to listen to. It's a hilarious conversation, but damn it, there's something there.
There was something, definitely
there,
in there,
man. All right. What I did with this one now, let me see here. I captured this one. Here, go ahead.
Let me, all right, while you figure this out, Scott and I were talking, and the crunching noise that you hear before that was Scott had just alerted me that Scott K's recorder was sitting right in front of us. And I said, oh, well, you know, there's the theory, like, you know, Tom and Lisa Butler mentioned, and a lot of places mentioned, that if you have background noise, if you have some noise going on,
uh-huh.
that they can use that noise to, they meaning the ethereal entities, right, can use that noise to create their EVPs. So I was physically dragging my foot along
on the gravel.
this gravel road, right, and that's the sound you hear at the very front. Then we just start talking, and we're about to walk away. And Scott L. is mentioning the coconut pancakes from that International House.
Pimp IHOP again. Great. www.ipop.com. That's the website, probably.
So I don't know. And so, yeah, the coconut pancakes and then the quarter game. Now, the quarter game.
Oh, God.
We both.
A stupid game at a gas station that I just. The reason that I told you guys all the time, I don't gamble for a reason. And that's the reason.
And it's because it looks like this quarter game, you put a quarter in the machine and then it pushes.
Dude, you're going to get rich.
It pushes the quarter like out into like this huge bunch of other quarters, and then the theory is that they're supposed to fall off the ledge and down into the coin tray so you can take them, right? But
and then you
retire
and you move to the Bahamas and you're good to go.
But no matter how many quarters you put in, it just sort of eats them. I mean, it pushes it into this big pile of quarters,
and
somehow they don't fall off the ledge.
I didn't want to leave.
But it's addicting because you're like, I just absolutely know that the next quarter is going to push a huge bunch off the ledge, right?
And they have those, actually, this is a good time to talk about that because they have them at the city, well, Detroit. It was a state fair in Detroit.
Oh, do they?
Oh, they have lines of them for miles. They're just like the whole. They go from one end of the park to the other. They have those quarter machines, and I always walk by and going, whatever. I'm not putting any money in those things. Ha ha! I'm better than that.
Yeah, but I go to
Indiana. I'm like, well, I'm on vacation. I'm going to spend some quarters. This is like the Domino's I bought at Toys R Us. I'm a moron. I probably could have gotten for half the price here. But I'm like, well, I'm in Indiana. I can say I bought my Domino's from Indiana, right? Whatever. So what I'm thinking with, well, go ahead.
But yeah, so what we were talking about was he wanted to get some more coconut pancakes and some quarters and go play the quarter game, and I said something like, you need a sack of quarters, or I want a sack of I said, I want a sack of quarters, you know, and I even, because I remember this specifically, I held up my hand like I'm holding a sack from a bank full of quarters, you know, like you see on, like, cartoons and stuff. And evidently, somebody was there and agreed, because somebody said, me too.
I'm Johnny Carson in the mic here.
Hey.
Hey, you're on. No, I just, because I cut this up a lot. Because there's a lot of pieces here that needed to be analyzed and really listened to real well.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is I took just like the first part I cut out of just the set of voices that I'm hearing. Okay. There's something weird going on there, and I'm still trying to figure it out. We'll put our heads together on this, Doug.
Okay.
Bonnie, you chime in too if you hear something. I know you got an opinion on this too. We've talked about this, and this is just a cutout. It's the section of this Me Too that you hear. Okay.
I need $100 in quarters.
You know something too? This is what I thought about, and I didn't want to bring it up until I got here.
What?
Listen to it again.
I need $100 in quarters.
I'm gonna play it one more time.
What's really freaky also is it kind of sounds like me.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
And so what happens is though
I
was talking at the time, and it's a different cadence.
Well,
it's I would have had to break my cadence because we were laughing and joking, and then this thing comes off really slow.
Well, yeah, and here's
I
the
wasn't
thing though
talking
too.
Really slow.
One thing here, I'm gonna play it one more time, and I'm gonna say here, here, and here. I hear it three times now.
Oh wow! Okay.
Okay, just listen real close.
I need $100 in
here,
quarters.
Here, here.
All right, play it again.
I hear it twice.
I'll tell you.
I heard two.
There's one before the two that you hear. There's one under us talking. Just listen real close.
I need $100 in quarters.
I'll play it again.
I need $100 in quarters.
Do you hear that? It's under our voices.
Well, I heard two of them.
Yeah. Okay, but listen before those two, all right? Okay. Listen real close. Maybe my ears are that good. I don't know.
I need $100 in quarters.
You want to hear one more time?
Well,
there's something under here. Let me just remember the line that's being said, and then I want you to hear the line, okay?
All right. I need $100 in quarters.
$100 in quarters. Listen for that.
Okay.
Everybody out there, listen for that, too. Well, this isn't just an experiment in the haunted basement here. Here we go again.
I need $100 in quarters.
Do you hear that?
But see, that's the first one. That's the first time I hear it. I hear it then, and then I hear the obvious Me Too after I'm done.
Okay, so that's the two you're talking about, though.
Those are the two that I'm.
All right, then there's another Me Too that's just sticking there for some reason. That's not part of our. That's not part of our either of our cadences. Okay, listen for this.
I need $100 in quarters.
You hear that? Me too. Me too. Real fast one. I didn't say that. You'll hear
me. Neither of us said
me too. There's three of them
too.
There, though.
Neither,
three of them.
Right, neither of us said me too.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact,
yeah.
Because I was there.
But there's three of them, though. Bonnie, what do you... Did you...
Give me yours. I can't hear anything out of
it. Oh, okay.
This has got a shorter cord.
All right. There's three of them there. Here, you guys ready? We're driving people nuts. I know we are.
These are really, really low.
I know.
Okay, here we go.
Let's
just do this one more time, all right?
Okay.
I need $100 in quarters.
There's three of them there. There's three. Am I? You guys are hearing this too?
Yep.
Can you guys concur with me on that one?
Something's wrong with her headphones. Can you grab the end of the white cord?
This guy?
And then push her. Hers are the ones on an angle. Let's see if I can.
Oh, you're killing us all now. Oh.
That's better.
Oh. Are we all here now? Let's do it one more time for charm, okay? And if people are out there listening.
That's really freaky.
Yeah.
Even though the obvious one
is the very last one.
But it's almost like it had to build up the energy.
Well, yeah, if you hear...
And it was working, and then the big one comes in
the second one's real quick right after you start.
But the
talking.
One that's under our voices is real long and pronounced, though, too.
Yeah.
You'll hear it. Here we go again.
Okay.
I need $100 in quarters.
See?
I heard the really fast one.
Yeah, you hear that? You gotta listen for it, man.
The first one is very faint, and it's
yeah.
Me Too.
And then the second one,
Me Too.
And then the third one is the Me Too that you...
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Now, there's more, though.
Oh, that's really freaky. I did. I heard
Yeah,
it.
There's three of them there.
And wow.
I mean, this is why you analyze. This stuff.
Do you think there were three different people, or does that sound like the same
it
ghostly
voice? It sounds
like
voice? The same...
Sounds like the same ghostly voice.
Consistency as far as the voice goes, but it's different inflection, it's different pronunciation, it's a lot of different things. I mean, you know that there's a lot of different ways to say a sentence, for example. I mean, you can enunciate a five-sentence word by enunciating...
A five-word sentence.
Yeah, you can do all kinds of stuff, just one phrase, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, that's what we're talking about here. Now, I did cut it down, I'm not sure, yeah, this should be... I cut it down some more here, let's just listen to it, see what we get.
Okay.
Forgot what I did. That one right there, you hear that one.
The fast one. The very fast one.
I don't think, see, I didn't really start working on the one that was, like, buried.
The one that's buried. You'd have to almost remove our voices.
Yeah, that's, I don't have that kind of technology.
That's
a lot of money you're talking there.
Steven Spielberg for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay, we'll listen to this again. This one, you hear that little quick one, okay?
This is the fast one that I'd never heard before.
Yeah. Me too. Me too.
Yeah. That's the fast one that I had never heard before.
So you hear me.
Me too.
Me too. Now wait, just to verify that's not me. Because I say coconut pancakes too.
What's so weird?
Yeah.
Is that the voice sounds more like me than it does like you.
Well, yeah.
I have a higher pitched voice.
Yeah.
And while this doesn't sound like a high pitched voice, it sounds like a high pitched voice that's dragged out.
Yeah.
And
well, it also sounds like somebody put their mouth right against the recorder.
Yeah, that's the other thing is it sounds like it's right there.
Which is a different, completely different arena from what we were talking about a few minutes ago when we were on the bridge.
And you and I were physically standing in the middle of the road.
And we were a good 10, 15 feet away from that.
15 feet away
Easy.
From the recorder.
Easy. Let's go one more time with this guy. Me too.
See, you're talking when that quick one happens.
Well, I'm not talking.
Because you're talking about coconut pancakes.
Yeah, but I would have had to go, me too. Coconut pancakes, too. The hell kind of sense does that make? Let's go back to the source. Let's go back to the source and listen to it.
Oh, okay.
All right?
I think that's a good idea, because this is really wild.
Coconut pancakes and we play that quarter game all night.
I need $100 in quarters.
All three are in there.
Yep.
I'm going to win myself a quarter if it kills me.
I love that part.
All right, well, we got more here. We've done more. I don't know what the hell we've done, but we've done more, okay? I think I actually broke down that little me too.
Okay. Yep, that was it. Me too. Me too.
I'm going to sample this stuff, man. Use it for the band. It's cool stuff, man. No.
Mostly voices. And they don't need, you don't have to pay them for, like, performance either.
Wow. Yeah.
I want to come. I'm
the attorney. I'm the attorney of the deceased. We need to talk to you about this.
And you know that would come up.
Yeah, luck, yeah. But no, let's one more time. There's a voice there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or what, let's just listen again. Maybe it's a bug. Hang on. I don't know.
Bugs
that sound like me.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, we got
most
more
bugs. Don't predict.
Now this one, I think this is the last one. Okay.
Or what a ghost is gonna say.
That's the long one.
That's
just the last one. That's the one that you hear initially. That's what sticks out with a sore thumb.
Right.
These other ones are kind of hiding there, and you got to listen for them. Really break them down. We'll listen to it one more time.
Wait.
Bless you.
Yeah. That's what he was saying. That's what he was saying to you, man. He was. Bless you. Bless you.
Just so you know, we don't have a sneeze button here.
No. We don't have any of those buttons yet.
Oh.
But that's the last one, though. Me too.
Yeah, that's the long, scary one.
I got something else here too. Let's just. Oh, this is what? No, that's another. That's what. I think that's where I pulled the noise out of that one too. But it didn't really help that much.
But that's
it's isolated even more though. Actually,
yeah.
That's where it is.
But you're
hearing
talking.
These voices everywhere. You know, I mean, it's like I did pull some noise out of these guys too. That's a little quieter. But, I mean, I don't think it was even really... Well, I shouldn't talk over them when I'm playing them, right? I don't even think that kind of stuff was really necessary for this kind of audio. I'm sure it would be for that first one. For that first one that's buried, we'd really have to dig into that and pull the higher frequencies out, which are our voices.
Right.
But as far as the other two, they stick out. They're right there. And
I can't believe I never heard the very, very fast one, even though it's loud.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right in there.
But I had
not heard that until you said, no, there's a third one.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that there was just something that didn't work in the beginning, that with the very first one that's buried, there was just something going on under there that I didn't like. And when I'd listened to it myself, I was just hearing something. And like you said, that's what I was getting to. I'm like, is this thing kind of like... getting a running start?
Because
is he building up?
It sounds like it's very buried.
Is this like a kickstart EVP?
And
I mean, what do we got going on
very
here?
Fast, and then it's the real EVP, the one that, you know, everybody notices. But that one freaks me out to no end.
No,
it,
the sound of it itself is kind of creepy.
Thank heavens it didn't say, like, get out. You know?
Get out.
I'm not
going to argue.
Okay, I'm...
But... that's a different, like a minute ago I mentioned that. This is a different arena. Let's just talk about the last one, because that's the most pronounced one. Me too. Right? It sounds like somebody is like right on the recorder.
And it also sounds like they're agreeing with what we're saying.
Well, yeah, and there's interactivity going on here. What's going on?
And that's in your conversation. It's right part of our conversation.
Which is cool. Hey, I'm glad they're being friendly at least.
Right.
Because
I've heard plenty on the internet where...
But they don't sound very happy.
They're not very friendly at all. Yeah.
No, they're not very happy. What do you got there?
Well, you know, last week we interviewed Catherine Ramsland.
Okay.
Well, we had a discussion with, because it wasn't really an interview, but it was a discussion because we talked about everything under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it was awesome. And she had mentioned that she wrote, you know, Ghost, the book. You know, not Ghost like by Peter Straub, but Ghost, the book. And so Bonnie went out and got it.
That's all I think of is Patrick Swayze.
Ah.
I hate that film. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Unchained Melody or whatever?
No, that was the movie called Ghost.
Yeah. Oh, my.
The chick who got the boob job. What was her name?
Demi Moore.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to.
Whoopi Goldberg. Call me.
You guys, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you guys.
But you guys, we do have to take a break.
Want
to
take a break?
Yes, and did we miss a break?
Yes.
Yeah, we missed a break. Well, we're covering this stuff. This was important, man.
Play what we were going to have for the second break.
Okay.
Because it's actually, I put that in for W Paranormal.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and you'll know what I'm talking about when you play it. So let's just play what our second break was going
to
be.
Hey, all right, now you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
And we'll be back after the break.
We'll be right back.
MrOlaf.com. See what you've been missing out on.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Services such as web and pop3 email, image editing, and logo design at very low rates.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Free streaming and downloadable videos.
MrOlaf.com. That's www.MrOlaf.com.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Hi, this is Lisa Butler, American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena. Our website is aaevp.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Listen to W Paranormal Talk Radio, Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Pioneer Radio Network. For show information, visit wparanormal.com.
Happy birthday.
you know, a guy is late every once in a while to his job. Unfortunately, this week there was two guys late to their job. So we put Doug in charge of putting the music in again.
Well, is that why you blew by the middle break? So that you would only have
no, I blew by the middle break now because we were in some very fascinating subject material and I didn't want to interrupt it.
Oh, and what you would have interrupted it with, of course, was Altered Images' Happy Birthday. But that was actually in honor of W. Paranormal.
Yeah, in all honesty, that was super cool.
The third one, the one that you guys will not have to be subjected to, is Pop Goes the World. So,
okay.
Pop Goes the World. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. No, that was super cool.
Pop music.
That is pop music. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but no, there's a song called Pop Music.
That's as poppy as it gets. Yeah. Are you kidding me? That is pop.
Happy birthday.
That's the definition of pop right there.
So anyway, yes, I got to pick the music because both of you were late to the studio today. And
I had a good, I had an excuse, and so did Will.
Yeah, you both had excuses, and so hopefully that won't happen again. Oh, maybe next week. All right.
Next week, I probably won't even be here again.
Really?
I have to warn you ahead of time.
You're going
to
be sick.
We got a show to play.
Oh, that's right.
Let me find out. I'm trying to get
worked
out.
If not, that's okay.
Of course, the communication is just like,
that's
you know,
okay.
Molasses around here.
I'll I'll interview Mark Nesbitt by myself.
I'm missing all the cool guests.
I get to talk to Catherine Ramblin. I get to talk to Mark Nesbitt. This is like totally rocks.
Yeah,
and
man.
You're missing out. No. Anyway, I did get... Will, you're over here. 2.5 years you've been dragging your butt down here doing the thing. We get these really great guests, and you're going to miss out on that.
I'm multitasking. That's the
yes,
problem.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Will did show up finally, just 1.5 hours late. And he brought me my coffee, my $7 copy of On the Streets Of by Tone and Niche. So I'm going to have to be listening to that all night.
Niche.
So.
Now, Tone has an interest in UFOs.
UFOs, too. Yes.
And that's what makes it just so much, you know, they fit so well with our repertoire here.
Oh, I know.
And if you actually, let me see the CD real quick. I'm not going to open it right now.
I'm thinking if we did the Heidi Hollis kind of episode some UFO kind of person that Tone would, like, just love.
Well,
to
the cover of this thing is great.
Right.
It's done like a newspaper, which is like just super
and
cool.
And so is their program.
Yeah, their little program they had for last night, too.
Yeah.
But the cover has like newspaper clippings all over it, right? And like one of the headlines, for example, here is saucer sighted. Pandemonium, you know. And then there's a Tone and Niche record release after abduction. You know, I mean, there's just all kinds of cool. And this is one of those CDs, and this is... My favorite albums, as a music listener and a music lover for so many years, my favorite albums are albums like this because there's so much to read here, and you know that they looked over
every
morsel
single
of it,
bit.
And there's little things hiding
something.
In here.
Yeah.
Somebody calling in. Bonnie, you want to answer that phone? Go to sleep, talk. What the hell you want?
Nothing. I just want to talk to you guys.
Oh, okay.
Well, in that case, let's talk. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, I think we got you up there. What's going on? Sure. Who are we speaking to?
Rob from WPR.
Hey, what's up, man?
I know you.
I don't.
Well, I know you guys. What a deal.
What's happening? How was the party last night after we left?
It was pretty good. I think it ended about 4:30 with a whole bunch of knife throwing at trees and stuff down the middle. I mean,
I'm glad I went home. I wouldn't have been able to handle the knife throwing. That would have freaked me out, man.
I would have participated.
I know.
Yeah,
I
mean, she's been throwing them at other people, though.
Probably you.
Why me?
Because you're there.
See? You
some co-host you were tonight. Jeez,
I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that.
What else happened, Rob?
See, this is what I do. I cancel our show so I can recover, and then I call into yours.
Oh, so they're doing a replay of W Paranormal tonight?
Or last night? They're gonna replay last night's show that you guys did?
That was the plan.
Oh.
Archive didn't exactly take last night. So.
It didn't take?
No, it's a little broken up here and there. I gotta see if I can fix it. But.
Was that where we played like the whole new Exodus album? And then we played like a bunch of Venom songs too? Because, no, John...
There is with some voiceover on there, you know.
Oh, there was some voiceover on that?
Yeah, I was listening to it. There's a few drunken talkings going on in there.
Oh, some ugly speech?
It wasn't too ugly. It was people telling ghost stories while they're drunk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that would have been fun. I don't remember telling that many ghost stories.
That's not like our anniversary parties.
ours are about sex.
Yeah, it's all sex.
It's all sex.
Yeah.
Aren't you sorry you missed it?
Well, we already planned next year we're going to be having our 3-year anniversary at a stripper bar. We agreed on that. Well, Doug and myself agreed on that last night.
We agreed on it.
We're going to be doing it. We're going to be going
down the street from your house, though, so that we can all crash.
Just bring the strippers there. I have poles in the basement.
She does.
That's true. She does have poles in the basement.
She has poles in the basement.
All right. Okay.
Okay, cool.
That'll work.
All right, then. Anything else happen, Rob?
Just the party and stuff.
Well, that's cool.
But I just kind of wanted to call and, you know, thank you for the... that great happy birthday song you played.
Doug put it on.
It was all Doug. Well, I was looking for something appropriate, and I know nothing about these heavy metal songs that Will and Scott L. have on CDs, and none of them seemed appropriate. Things like, you know, Death to Those Who Come, you know. Well, that doesn't sound like a happy birthday song. Or it just is, you know.
Dude, it's got a hidden meaning, man. Come on. Man, you just don't understand it, man.
Says to die would probably be wrong.
Well, I got to say that you guys have a phenomenal studio down there. I absolutely loved your studio, and we've said it already on the air, but I'll say it to you personally. Thanks for having us out there. We felt
As
great.
I just managed to. I had to get up and go to a meeting for my reenactment group, and I just crawled back out of bed. So
and also.
Turn on the computer, and you guys are going to break. Well, actually, you were listening to some EDPs, and then you went to break.
Yeah, right. And also congratulations, 1 year.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's the hardest year.
Yeah.
Because that's when you do all. Well, I think we did the majority of like the technical learning and all that. Just you know, getting to know each other and all that stuff. You know, I mean, you guys have known each other for a while though, so it's a little different. Doug and myself met each other, you know,
and like 2 weeks later
we're on the radio together.
You know? Two months later we're on the.
And we've gelled like that, you know. We've kind of established this relationship on the, you know, by doing this show and working together on this. So I mean, that first year, I didn't even know. I mean, 2 years went by, and I'm like, huh?
Right.
And we're pushing three now.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my God.
It's incredible. This really is a way to bring people together and talk about paranormal stuff and listen to EVPs and do it all like in front of the world. Why not?
And you guys started doing your thing. And we started talking to you guys about this. You guys contacted and said, hey, we're doing a show too. And we're like, wow, you guys are like in the same state. This is cool. You know? And now, you know, we're working together. We're going to be doing an investigation together pretty soon. There's going to be a joint project being done. Rob, you're going to have some more insight on this if you care to chime in a little bit. We're going to be doing, here's the craziest part. We got to all hook up twice in 1 week together. Now, that's, you know, considering people that live on the opposite sides of the state pretty much. These guys lived a good 2 hours away from us.
It's a good thing it wasn't the other opposite because, you know, from the eastern side of Michigan to the western side of Michigan is like, what, a two and a half to three hour drive.
Easy.
From the southern part of Michigan where we are to the northernmost part of Michigan is like 11 and a half hours.
Yeah, it's a huge state.
So it's a good thing they live on the western side instead of the northern
side.
Oh,
yeah, oh, yeah.
You guys must drive slow if it can take you 11 hours to get to northern Michigan.
Let's just say we
had Will drive that time.
Yeah. No, I mapped it out.
That's the God's honest truth.
I mapped it out in MapQuest, and to get to Paulding Light from here, it says it's like 11 hours. Didn't
well, that's
because
you have to drive by 14 McDonald's, though.
Yeah. 11 hours.
You got to drive by 14 McDonald's, though, on the way there. That's why it takes you so long.
They always map out the most convenient route where you
make a left turn at the McDonald's where you can get large fries for only 99 cents. Sorry, Rob, what were you saying?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. I'm here doing a jing. I'm pimping McDonald's. What am I doing to myself?
No, you're complaining
about... I'm going
about
to hell.
The new MapQuest and the new Yahoo Maps and the new
horrible.
Maps on us.
Horrible.
They route you these bizarre ways so that you're by all these shopping centers all the time.
Yeah, I've noticed that. It's really stupid.
Yeah, you think this is like... nothing is free.
Right.
Nothing is free. We all know that. And... yeah, in a perfect world, we would have this nice little tool that we could just type an address into, to and from, and it would tell us exactly the quickest, most efficient way to get there. In a perfect world. Now, in a capitalistic, materialistic world, you have to drive by shopping centers to get where you need to go if you want to get directions at the tip of your fingers in seconds, unfortunately. It's the way it is.
Well, I typed it in just for fun to go from my house to Bob's house, which is about 2 miles. It has me hop on the highway and drive up. Like, I think it has me drive 7 miles up the highway and get off and go in back roads.
Yeah. Probably because
get out of your car. You have to canoe across the river and then hop on a hovercraft, and then you're going to have to teleport your car over the river while you're doing this, and then you drive and you make it there.
What they did is they maximized the number of shopping opportunities you would have.
That's what's programmed into the server, probably.
Yeah, only two streets to get to his house. Really, though. That's
all right. I go up here, make a left. I'm at his house. Or if I need to go to Aco and Walgreen and Walmart and Kmart, I need to go this way, you know, the way Matt's on Us tells us.
Great party, though. I really am still... I was bumming all morning, Rob, you know, when I had to, like, sit at the office all day. I would have much rather be, like, just passed out on your living room floor, just miserable like that, I think, as opposed to getting
home. The keg at, like, 2:30. I mean, the ice cream at about 2:30.
That's right.
It was an ice cream and cake event.
What? Oh, I saw the ad.
Yeah, it was an ice cream and cake event, by the way. I mean, there was no alcohol being consumed at all. It was a very clean event.
Hence the knife throwing. Yeah,
yeah, well, you know, hey, well, you're sober.
Yeah.
Therefore, you're a responsible niceman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. No, there was actually, Rob.
Yeah.
What was it that your wife had? What was that red stuff? I didn't know what the name of it was.
Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Red stuff.
Yeah, the red stuff in the big jug.
Oh, that would have been Hawaiian Punch and Everclear.
Okay, I was right. It was just nice, simple concoction. You know that you can drink it. You can power your car. I mean, anything you want. This is a multi-purpose liquid here. That stuff was very good. And I mean, your wife. When I did say goodbye to your wife, she did look. I think that the jug was empty, pretty much.
Yeah,
or maybe she filled it up again. I don't know. But she was looking pretty happy when I walked out of there. I had three sips of this
thing. She actually fell asleep on the couch, leaned over, and with her feet on the floor. I mean, her feet on the floor, head on her knees, pretty much. So.
Oh, no. Poor kid. I know I had about three sips of that stuff. And to be honest with you, because I haven't drank that much at all in like the last few months, my tolerance has gone completely just out the door. I felt that. I actually felt that for real. I did. That's why I had to stop, because I'm like, I got to drive, you know. But
I just stopped then.
Yeah, no kidding. I would have been rolling around like a fish like the rest of you guys.
I was out throwing knives. I wasn't that bad.
I'm looking at the program from Tone and Nisha's CD release party opening.
Yeah.
And there's an ad in here for Trixie's Cafe and Coffee House in Roseville on Gratiot. I've never seen it. I drive up and down Gratiot all the time. Anyway, evidently they have open mic nights on Tuesdays. You remember when Ghostly Talk was Tuesday nights at 9, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cause I know that because I heard one of our first Ghostly Talks that is not available on the server.
Yeah.
And
because you're out of space, of
course. we're perpetually out of space for those first 13 shows.
Mm.
And
any other ones you also want, though?
And there's a pattern going on there. So anyway, Tuesday's open mic night. You sign up at 7 and do the show at 9.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could do an old-fashioned Ghostly Talk at Trixie's Cafe.
What do you mean open mic? I'm not singing with you.
No, you don't have to sing. I mean, you could. It's because they.
In constant sorrow.
No, they have poetry night on Sundays, and Ghostly Talk is not poetic.
There once was this lady from China who stuck a popsicle stick in her beep.
Now it sounds like Drunken Dying.
This is bad.
Sorry, I try. No. It's kind of hard. There's gray areas there with all the media whoring going on. So I apologize. We should do that. We could do that. What do we got to just go in there and do what?
Just to tell a ghost story.
Oh.
I'll let you guys go.
Wait, Rob, hang on.
What's up, Bonnie?
I want to hear about the joint project that you never talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the project. Project.
The one we met up in Jackson on Thursday to discuss. And then we ran into Amanda.
You mean the Delton?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Delton House.
Yeah.
We're going to be working on this, actually, top end of October, we're looking at now.
Right, and I got confirmation today from the homeowner that date will work. So.
Okay, cool. All right, then we're on. This is going to be basically, if I am correct, this is going to be a full-blown investigation between Ghostly Talk and W Paranormal. Our groups are going to come together, and we're going to investigate this house that is... Rob, do you have a few details for us on this house?
Do I have what? I'm sorry.
A few details.
Oh, yeah, details.
Yeah, yeah.
He's niced up, so we've got to give him some.
I told you, we have to cancel the show to recover.
Yeah.
Well, just a couple of details. Maybe something that you guys have heard about that happened at this house, possibly. Just a little taste.
Well, we have done an investigation there, and I know we have a few pictures up on our page, under our investigation page, to show, you know, kind of what the setup of the house is.
Uh-huh.
But what it is, basically, is these people bought this house, I can't remember exactly, I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago, and when they bought it, they knew that the man that had lived there had died in the living room, watching the Detroit Lions lose. They always joke around that the Detroit Lions killed Grandpa.
I felt my chest tighten up too, don't worry. Go ahead, Rob, I'm sorry.
I thought when I was over there visiting and stuff, because they're friends of the family, I was like, I thought that it was actually their grandparents' home forever, because they referred to this old man that's in the house as Grandpa.
Uh-huh.
And I once said, I said, so your grandparents gave you this house then, or what? And they're, oh no, we bought it. Grandpa's just the spirit. He walks around down here all the time.
Wow. So he's that, I mean, as far as their opinion goes, the people that live there, they probably had enough contact with him that they're just used to having him around then, it sounds like.
Yeah. Then we went through... That's the only place we've ever gotten an EVP at, and it's actually what the EVP is. I mean, we've said it on our show, but I don't know how many people listen to that. But what the EVP is someone we're getting ready to go down into the basement, which is a pretty much unfinished, I guess what most people like to call a Michigan basement, but it's got a storm cellar to it too. But we have to go down there, and we were trying to decide if we were even going to go down or like. So we want to go see in the basement, and no one says anything, and then there's a voice on there, and he goes, pretty much in like this low guttural voice, to the basement, ha, ha, ha.
Really?
Nice.
I'm going to have to pull that. Do you have that up on your site?
No.
Well, you got to let me hear that, man.
It could be on our site. I put it on.
We'll have to check that out for sure. But yeah, we're going to be doing a joint project on this house, though. We did discuss... I know we discussed it. I don't know if we confirmed it or not. Are we talking about camping out there overnight too?
Yeah,
we're gonna camp. We're gonna prop tents up in the backyard.
It's also active land. There's several spirits that move through the woods out there.
Okay.
And we've caught a couple of them on film. So we're actually going to be camping out in the thick of haunted woods, basically.
Yeah. We're just gonna pop our tents up, and we're gonna be working on this probably all night long. So we're all gonna be pretty crusty by the end of the weekend, I think. It'll be just one of those things. But this is gonna happen at the top end of October, so we're gonna have a lot to talk about in October concerning this project, because it's gonna be pretty much a whole weekend of research we're doing. And it's just gonna be one more thing. These are the things that we're doing. You know, I mean, we're working with W Paranormal, like we said. And we're going to keep doing projects like this, because it's just, it helps us learn, it helps everybody learn, and we're just really excited to do this with the guys from W Paranormal, because they're our brother show now, and we all work together. Doug, you're so enthralled with that newspaper, you're driving me insane.
I'm listening.
My God! Oh, sorry.
Joint project, camp out, blah, blah, blah.
But Rob, yeah, we're gonna definitely get more plans together on that. But again, thanks for having us last night. We really appreciate it. It really meant a lot for us to come out there and celebrate your guys' birthday with you guys.
Well, we appreciated it. I'll let you finish up your show here, and you know I'll quit taking all your time.
No, it's a pleasure to have you on the show always.
All right, well, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye bye. Congratulations.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Smart ass. No, Rob's the man, dude. That's one thing that I wanted to mention too today, is that we did meet up with these guys. We had a meeting.
Yeah.
The official haunted the haunted Denny's of Jackson. This is where we actually got the meeting room again. That was the dopest part about the whole night. We get there. What was the first stupid thing? What was their names? Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And the other two?
Marshall.
this Marshall gentleman, we were all outside goofing off, doing whatever, and Marshall walks in and said, he, what he said to the manager was, there's a bunch of us coming in there, coming in, right? So
right.
Where he walks in, he goes to the bathroom, he had to go to the bathroom really bad, so he ran in first, hit the bathroom, told the guy this on the way in there. So we walk in, and he's like, oh, are you guys from the bus? And we're like, no. And we're like, they're like, well, how many are you? And they're like, there's 9 of us. And I'm like, well, just give us the gangster room back there with the shades and stuff you can pull shut, you know? and the waitresses are trying to get tables put together. I'm like, this is going to suck. No, we need the gangster room in the back that we like, you know? And what basically happened was there was just a mistake. I guess there was just a miscommunication there. What Marshall really said was there was a bunch of us coming in.
Instead
and
of
he
a
thought there was a busload coming in.
Yeah.
So he's expecting a busload, and the guy's grabbing his chest going, I thought there was a whole bus coming in here. I'm going to be off my shift here pretty soon. I thought I'd have to stay extra now to take care of a whole busload of people. Well, no, there's not. Come on back. So he sent us into the back room. We all hung out on the gangster tables again. But we got to sit down and talk about this project with the guys from W Paranormal and start getting the beginning planning phases of this together.
Right.
Because it's going to be a whole weekend thing we're doing. And these are the projects we keep doing. If you guys are watching and paying attention to what we're doing on the show now, we're taking trips. We're doing projects with other groups, such as Trinity Science, for example. We're taking this audio and we're crunching it down. We're playing. And this is what, you know, hey, this is what you want to do.
Yep.
This is what it's all about.
It's hard work, but it's a lot of fun, too.
It's a ball. Yeah, it's a ball. Yeah. It's especially when you get to work with great people like W Paranormal, Trinity Science. These are people that are dedicated to what they do, 150%. And you can count on them. You know, to do, hey, they, you know, when you go out with these people or if you're working at them, they're going to take care of what needs to be taken care of. And that's what we've talked about in the past. It's hard to get a dynamic like that. It's mm-hmm. difficult to get to find people like that. Unfortunately, when you do, they're usually on the other side of the state.
Well, there's one thing. I know we only have 2 minutes left, but I want to mention something. There's one thing I ran across in the past week. I ran across this because I hang out sometimes on ghost2ghost.org.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they were pushing, or they wrote like this news article or something about meetup.com. So I go on to this meetup.com. Very, very difficult to work site. I just don't understand it at all. But I joined it somehow, and I got into the one about ghost hunting, although they call it ghost tracking. So I get into their one about ghost tracking, and there's one, and evidently it's like done by area, and because my zip code is in the Detroit area, I'm in the Detroit area ghost tracking one.
Yeah.
So I go in there, and I get on their message board, which has all of like 9 articles on it, mm-hmm. you know, 9 posts on the message board, and most of them are complaining.
About what?
Well, meetup.com, evidently, you're supposed to have a host or something, and then you're supposed to take this host is supposed to get a place to go and meet with other like-minded individuals in your area. So, evidently, they had this meetup, they call it, and nobody showed up except for, like, 3 people. So they all left, and they go home, and they get on their computers, and they go and they post these miserable complaining articles, you know, or posts in the message board. Nobody showed up, and I don't like Detroit, and blah blah blah, you know. So I, of course, you know, put on my thinking cap, and I have a computer. So I went in there and I typed in this post, and it said something like, "Well, I don't know. I'm pretty excited about the paranormal. I'm pretty, you know, into it. I've been doing an internet talk show mm-hmm. for over 2.5 years. That shows a lot of dedication to the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
I get to talk to all kinds of cool people. You know, I get to talk to like Lorraine Warren and Bill Nell and Heidi Hollis and Pat Fitzhugh and Jeff Wamsley. I said I get to and how many countless others. Oh,
yeah.
Stanton Friedman.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, how can you... That's pretty exciting for a paranormal...
These are history-making people we're talking to.
Yeah.
It's very important.
So you get to do all this cool stuff. Plus, I said, I'm going to, you know, Ohio State Reformatory, you know, next month. I'm going to Gettysburg and then a camp out at an undisclosed location. And then mm-hmm. we're going to a... although I don't think I mentioned the camp out. And then I'm going to the Mothman Festival in Point Pleasant, West Virginia on that Saturday. You know, mm-hmm. the Saturday, the 18th or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm pretty, you know, ripped and torn about the paranormal. I'm pretty excited about it, and I'm in the Detroit area, you know. So I told him, I think, and I put in my post, I think that it's not necessarily that, you know, the people that find this one particular site, meetup.com, and those people who are interested, you can't base your opinion on anything.
Well,
based on
I
just
went
a
through
few
the same
people.
Thing, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
I went through the exact same thing.
How many groups did you and I go through?
Well, that and then my very first encounter, my first excursion that I set up on my own with a drummer from my band.
Was
what did
disaster.
That turn into? It was
yeah.
a total disaster.
They were throwing bottles at you.
I was
stuff,
so
yeah.
bummed out. I'm like, oh, this is crap. I guess I just shouldn't have done this. Luckily, I met you and Will and Bonnie and people like that, and you guys are like, we're the ones that work together on this stuff.
Right.
But yeah, look at the countless amount of people we have met in the past.
Right.
That we either don't talk to anymore, or two, absolutely friggin' despise now. Because it just didn't work out.
Right.
You know,
I mean,
but happens. You can't base your whole
opinion on paranormal or about the area that you're in.
Oh, yeah. And I know I'm notorious for that. I'll start generalizing, and it's wrong. You shouldn't. Because there are good people out there that don't have any ulterior motives for what they're doing. They're people that just have a genuine interest in what we're talking about here on this show.
So, speaking of this show, I think we should close it out because this is the end.
Yeah. Covered a lot today.
Covered a lot. Had a fun.
This is kind of like one of those,
let's
tie the loose end shows. We got
yeah.
things going on. We tie stuff down. Now you know what's going on. Leave us the hell alone about it. Now we get to go on to the fun stuff again.
Right. And so, yeah, next week, of course, is going to be Mark Nesbitt, an expert on Gettysburg ghosts and ghosts of Gettysburg, that kind of thing. So we'll be talking with him. And then, of course, the show after that. There is no show after that. Because we are, you know, going to be on vacation.
Can we mention that the Michigan Ghostbusters website is finally back up?
Oh, yes. Yes, we did. We did bring up MichiganGhostbusters.org. There's a link on GhostlyTalk.com.
Yeah, right in the middle.
Right?
It's right,
yeah,
right in the middle.
Right,
yeah,
big, like,
you guys
thing
put
for it. So, anyway.
Go in there and join. All that fun stuff.
With that, I have to say, this has been Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
And we will
see you here
next week, Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from The Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.